Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Talk Radio 640 WGST, about 6 minutes past the hour of three. And I am Rob Scott, and very, very happy to announce the debut of a brand new show here at Talk Radio 640 WGST, Health Tech Talk with Ben Joder. And Ben, of course, is here. I'm just basically steering the ship. Ben, good afternoon, and welcome to the 640 family.
Rob, what a greeting. Thank you so much, man. I'm excited to be working with you.
So here's the thing. They said, Rob, would you kind of come in and help Ben a little bit at the beginning? And not that you need it. I've already been talking with you off the air, and you're a seasoned vet. But the thing I was curious about is Health Tech Talk, and as I read this little sheet that they gave me. This
blurb, we like to call it blurb. That's a professional term.
Is that the
it.
Word? Yeah. I got to tell you, this is something else. I've never heard of a show like this. You're blending like 14 different things here.
Yes,
whether
we are.
It be healthcare and the cutting edge of technology, and then investing. And so I'm lost already. Okay, so Ben, you're going to have to help us out. But every Saturday from 3 to 4, Ben will be here coaching you folks through this. And please, just a quick overview of what it is this show's about.
Rob, over the next couple of weeks and couple of months, you're going to find that, you know, we're at this cross-section between where healthcare is colliding directly with science and technology, right? So it's not just about coming up with pharmaceutical products anymore, and it's not just coming up with, you know, new technologies. It's about how it's combining to create healthier patients and better engagement between patients and their physicians. So we hope every week people are going to learn a little bit about companies that are publicly traded, biotech companies, genome companies, device manufacturers, health and fitness companies. I actually just came back from CES conference, Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And probably about 30% of the entire show was about health tech. So whether it is Fitbit wearing products that monitor this, or how do we have the health home? How do we monitor patients when they get home? Technology is exploding. One little fact for you, Rob, is over $4 billion was invested in 2014 in the health tech space. In 2011, 12, and 13 combined, it didn't equal $4 billion. Over 256 companies in this space raised over $2 million each.
All right, so I'm not exaggerating when I say it's exploding.
It's insane. It's great. So this is going to be so much fun, and every week we're going to hope to bring to this audience that's listening to Health Talk new companies that are changing the way we treat patients, and which is the perfect segue to our first guest that we're having on the show.
And right before we go, and then I'm going to get out of your way.
No, man, you're here the whole time.
Well, here's the thing. John Q. Public turns on the show 3 o'clock every Saturday.
Yep.
And then at 4 o'clock when the show is over, what are you hoping John Q. Public takes away from this show?
That they walk away with a little more knowledge on different products, different treatments, different areas to be thinking about to create a healthier environment. And let them know that there are things that are out there you don't even think are even made. A lot of this stuff is Star Trek, right? You think it's the future, but it really isn't. It's today. It's here. And to me, that's the best part of this.
And his name is Ben Choder. It's Health Tech Talk every Saturday, 3 to 4 on Talk Radio 640 WGST. And you've got guests.
And
so,
speaking about a company that has amazing technology and is doing amazing things in the world of nerves, right? So is a company called Oxygen. And with me today is Jill Schiaparelli and Dr. Barak Bagari. I'm very excited to have both of them on the show. We're going to learn a little bit about their products. We're going to learn a little bit about the company. And hopefully everyone at home who's listening to Health Talk Live is going to learn a little bit. So, Jill, I want to start with you. Incredible company. But give the audience a little idea what Oxygen's all about.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having us on the show. Oxygen's delighted to be here, and congratulations on the debut.
Thank you so much.
Oxygen is a very special company. We're the only company that's exclusively focused on peripheral nerve repair.
Yep.
And maybe a lot of people don't know what that is, but peripheral nerves are the wires of your body. They're everywhere, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And when they're injured, they can cause a lot of problems, like pain, numbness, and inability to move.
Wow. That's amazing. So now, Dr. Bregari, just so as everyone knows, you're with Georgia Oral and Facial Reconstructive Surgery. That's your organization. And anyone listening could reach out. You're based in Atlanta?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit, how did you get involved with the company, and how has it changed your practice?
Right. Well, thank you for having us on the show. It's really nice to be here. Basically, as you know, there's nerves all over your body, so nerve surgery is nothing new, and it's not necessarily new in my practice. It's been going along for years. What's changed because of this product is the ability to treat patients more effectively and quickly with lesser cost and without disturbing other parts of the body. And by that, I mean before in our practice, whether it's mine or other parts of the body, we used to borrow nerves or graft nerves from elsewhere and use them for reconstructing injured nerves. Now the technology is there to allow us to use previously donated human nerves, which is provided by Axygen, that I use on a weekly basis in my practice and help our patients restore their function. And as mentioned, it's oftentimes loss of sensation or loss of motor ability to move arms or legs or facial muscles.
So basically using the technology, using this treatment, we're creating better quality of life for the patients?
You're right. At the end of the day, any medical or surgical intervention is to improve the patient's quality of life. And so that's really what it's about. If we can do that in a better way, in a more effective way, with less risk to the patient, that's what brings a winning equation to the table.
So I watched a video that I saw on a young woman named Tasha who was a patient. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, what was going on?
So there's many patients that we see on a regular basis. Folks come to my particular practice here in Atlanta with nerve injuries. In my particular practice is in the head and neck facial area. Yep. And this could involve oftentimes loss of sensation or development of pain from injuries that have happened because of either surgical complications or trauma or anything that has happened to the patient. So what an example would be a patient who suffered for example, injury from a motor vehicle accident or a trauma or a tumor, and sometimes you lose tissue or injure tissue such as nerves. And traditionally, bone and soft tissue could be repaired with bone grafts and so forth. But nerve grafting is more of a difficult task, if I may say. And so the new thing in this decade, so to speak, is the ability to use human nerves that are donated from other individuals and are processed in such a way that don't have the prior complications of graft rejection. And that's really key in this product.
Right. I want to remind everyone you're listening to a Health Talk. We're here every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. And we're on air with Axygen. And it's a publicly traded company, AXGN, on NASDAQ. And Jill, I want to ask you a couple questions right now. One of the cool things is I also watched a video on Ed, a soldier.
Right.
So your products aren't just for oral. There's many areas. I'd love you to tell us a little about the different areas that your technology and your products work in. And then also talk to me a little about the Ed story. It really moved me, this vet.
Yeah. Well, let me just frame this up for the listeners. Every year, more than 1.4 million people suffer a traumatic nerve injury. And because nerves are everywhere in the body, that means that we have a lot of different medical professionals and surgeons treating them. So while Dr. Bregari is treating oral nerves, many injuries are in the hands and arms, as well as in the lower extremity. So if people are suffering from a nerve injury, they must get treatment from a doctor right away.
Right. Wow.
And I will be happy to share the Ed story with you as we start to wrap this up.
Great.
Which we're going to come right back. And you're listening to Talk Radio 640 WGST. Brand new show today, Health Tech Talk with Ben Choder. Jill Schiaparelli's in the studio with us. Dr. Chirag Bregari is in the studio with us. And we'll be back after these breaks. Going to pay a couple of bills. Health Tech Talk every Saturday, 3 to 4 on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
This is the Alarm Force Central Station. We are receiving a panic signal. Is everything okay?
It's Jane. My password is 452. I just heard glass shatter downstairs.
Jane, stay calm. The authorities are on their way and will update them on your situation. I'll stay on the line with you until help arrives.
Get two-way voice from Alarm Force even without a home phone line. Don't miss out. Get CellWave installed at no charge for January only.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Dad, why do you think Reliable Heating and Air is the largest Train dealer in North America?
Well, Daniel, we've been doing it great since 78, installing Train systems with the best warranty in the industry, and you can't stop a train.
Huh. I figured it was because we have over 200 trucks and can provide help right away when needed.
Well, that's important, Daniel, but I think it comes down to just one thing, trust.
Trust?
Absolutely, Daniel. Reliable stands behind every job until our customers are 100% satisfied. Then they tell their friends and neighbors, and they tell family, and they tell...
Okay, Dad, I got it. Everyone is just looking for a company they can count on to provide quality plumbing, electrical, duct cleaning, and HVAC services.
It's just that simple, Daniel. You and I make sure if something's not to our customer's liking, that we fix it and make it just right.
Call us at 770-594-9969 or visit us at ReliableAir.com.
See why Reliable has earned the trust of thousands of your neighbors.
I'm about to jump out of this airplane to show you why you need to incorporate. See, running your business without being incorporated is like
skydiving without a parachute. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings.
Phew. Incorporation is your parachute. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-700-6044 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. They don't provide legal or financial advice. Just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. You wouldn't skydive without a parachute. Don't run your business without being incorporated. Protect your home, your car, and your life savings. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-700-6044. 1-800-700-6044. 1-800-700-6044.
I'm Mike Roberts. I just rebuilt the engine of my 2008 Camaro. You should hear it roar. This engine wakes up the whole neighborhood.
Well, Mike, rebuilding a car engine can be fun, but I'm talking about a different kind of fun. I'm talking about working on machines with 60,000 pounds of pure thrust. Jets and airplanes. Those are the big boy engines with big boy pay for guys who fix them. According to BLS.gov, aircraft mechanics average over $55,000 per year. At Aviation Institute of Maintenance, we train airplane mechanics in months, not years. Earn your FAA certifications, master the machines, and then go to work for top airlines like Delta, JetBlue, United, American, and Southwest. Don't wait to start your new career. Call Aviation Institute of Maintenance today at 877-JET-JOBS or visit masterofthemachines.com. For gainful employment and consumer information, visit us at masterofthemachines.com.
Is there really such a thing as a safe place to put your money? And where would that be? Under the mattress? Stuffed in a cookie jar? No. You want real safety? Find out about the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. It protects your money, up to $250,000 in bank accounts like checking, savings, and CDs. And talk about solid. In 75 years, no one has ever lost a penny of FDIC-insured money. Better odds than your cookie jar. So if you have $250,000 or less in any one FDIC-insured bank, you have no need to worry. Your money is fully protected. If you have more or aren't sure, visit FDIC.gov or call 1-877-ASK-FDIC. The more you know, the safer your money.
On the Dave Ramsey Show, life happens caller after caller.
2.5 years ago, you guys roll up your sleeves and go crazy to get this mess cleaned up.
Yep, sold some stuff.
What'd you sell?
I have a large collection of nerd things.
Now, what kind of nerd things?
A board game collection.
That's not too nerdy. It's not as bad as ancient Star Wars characters or something.
I've got some of that, too.
Oh, there's
Darth
that,
Vader,
too. Okay.
Some Luke Skywalker.
Got that. Okay. I went there, didn't I?
The Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 2:06 on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Talk Talk Radio 640 WGST, 20 after the hour of 3. And from now on, every Saturday from 3 to 4, you will be tuned in to Health Tech Talk with Ben Choder. I'm Rob Scott, and we're happy you're along for the ride. This is way above my pay grade as far as the education I have, Ben, but it's fascinating stuff. You've got a couple of folks in the studio with us today, Jill Schiaparelli and Dr. Chirag Bagheri. And again, for the folks who, I mean, obviously, we're all just tuning in for the first time to Health Tech Talk. What are you trying to get done
here? It's all about the collision between science and healthcare and bringing it out to the audience so they know what is out there. Maybe every week you're going to learn something new. You're going to see a new technology. You're going to see a new treatment. You're going to see a new product, and it will help you hopefully stay healthier.
Sure. And the folks today, you're talking nerves.
We're talking nerves, and I'm with Axygen, and I'm really excited to have Dr. Bagheri and Jill with me. So, Jill, here's the first question I got. How do people know that they have any nerve issues? I mean, I've had surgeries. How would I know? What are some of the things, the first things you think about when you, how would I find out?
Well, nerve injuries can happen to anyone, infants, children, adults, male, female. And some of the symptoms you might experience, depending on where the nerve is in the body, might be numbness, that feeling like you've slept on your arm,
right,
except that you have it all the time. You might have pain. In fact, pain is a very common symptom.
Right.
And then you may have loss of movement or weakness. And if you have those symptoms and you've recently had a surgery or an injury, you need to get to a doctor and get it diagnosed and figure out what's going on. Don't wait.
But how do I go? Do I just go to my doctor and say, hey, my hand's been numb after the surgery? And do they normally just think, oh, it must be a nerve injury? Or what's the mindset?
Well, that's a very good question. And I think that's one of the challenges we have in healthcare is making sure you get to a surgeon who is familiar with nerve injuries and is capable of diagnosing them. For example, Dr. Bagheri is an expert in oral nerves. And so if somebody suspects an oral nerve surgery, they should go to a trained oral maxillofacial surgeon. If someone suspects a nerve injury in the hand or the arm, which is a very common location,
right,
they should go to a surgeon who has a fellowship degree, right, in extremity surgery.
So Dr. Bagheri, is it normal or is it commonplace that someone who has wisdom teeth pulled out to have some nerve issues?
That's a great question. And as you know, wisdom teeth are taken out in the hundreds by the month. But it is a very unusual complication to have a nerve injury from really any procedure. But if you do have a nerve injury, like Jill said, you could present with pain or numbness. And in the oral surgery, oftentimes in about 1 in 2,000 folks that get their third molar or wisdom teeth removed, they end up with a numb tongue or lip and lose ability to taste food. So whether it's an oral nerve or not, the most important thing is to make a diagnosis.
Right.
Patients come in with a disability, if you will, and our job is to figure out what happened, how it happened, and perhaps a way to correct it in smoothly and as fast as possible.
So
that's what I do.
So, Doc, but just to put it in terms, like, so it was 1 in every 2,000, but how many wisdom teeth are pulled out in the U.S. a year alone? About?
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Are we actually track it at 10 million?
10 million.
10 million teeth a year.
So percentage-wise, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people who could end up with some nerve damage.
Yes.
So this leads to another thing. I think what's really cool that your company put together is you put a doc finder or something like a technology. So obviously, since your treatment in the nerve is new, what you're doing, relatively new, not every doctor does it, so how do I find someone?
Well, as the only company in nerve repair, Axygen quickly realized...
Oh, can I interrupt for a second?
Yes.
The only company
we're
in the space?
We're the only company exclusively focused on nerve repair.
Wow.
And that's really what the paradigm shift has been. As Dr. Bagheri said, many of nerves were previously repaired with a surgical procedure. In many cases, that procedure required that the doctor harvest nerve from somewhere else in your body, most often the ankle. That creates an entire additional surgical site and all the potential complications of that surgery site. So there was a huge demand in the market for an off-the-shelf product to repair that damaged nerve.
Where can the people listening to Health Talk all over the country find it, log on to it?
www.axogeninc.com, and on there we have a find a nerve surgeon locator. It's probably the most common question we get asked Where do I go? We have new, but we're loading it up with doctors that can treat you regardless of where your nerve injury is in the body.
Really? That easy?
Well, that easy. And I'll tell you one story. We just had a woman named Shirley, and we featured her in the Rose Parade. She was representing tissue donation, and she's the second nerve tissue recipient. She struggled with leg pain for 5 years and had a variety of different procedures done. It wasn't until she had a proper nerve assessment that they found out she had had nerve damage, and they were able to repair her nerve damage using our products. But just think about that, 5 years of pain before she had a proper diagnosis.
Right. So a good thing, not a good thing about nerve issues, but a good thing is I would think normally if I had a problem from 6 months ago, that's the ideal time to get it fixed. But you're trying to tell me if I had surgery or something happened to me 3 years ago, I'm not out of luck. There's still hope for me.
Clearly, it depends on your injury.
Right?
You'd have to talk to your doctor about it. But it's always better to get it treated sooner.
Right.
But there certainly are cases where you can repair later.
Dr. Bagheri, you have any incidents of a patient coming after months or years after surgery?
You're right. I mean, there's two things that impact our success rate of this procedure. As Jill said, time. You know, the sooner we diagnose it, the better job we can do, because the nerves that are not connected properly degenerate over time very slowly. So time is very important. We want to diagnose it as soon as possible. The patient who had a nerve injury 3 months ago is much better off than one who had it 3 years ago. That we can do a better job. And the second is if you're healthy, the healthier you are, the better you tolerate surgery and recover from some of these procedures.
Dr. Bagheri, so what do you do before there was an oxygen around? So when a patient came to you, am I stuck with this pain?
Well, we had a solution. The solution was just more complex. So as Jill said, so for example, patient has a tongue nerve injury, I would go and try to repair that nerve. And if I needed more nerve to build the nerve, I would have to go to the patient's ankle and make a separate new incision and borrow, or if I may put it, steal another nerve from that area and bring it back up to the tongue, reconnect the nerves, and reconstruct the tongue area. However, leave the patient with a new scar and a new area of numbness in their ankle, sort of strategically chosen, although it's an added problem. So now we avoid that.
Wow, oxygen's making a huge difference. So, Jill, how do you get this message out? I mean, you're a small company. You're not big pharma. So, how does the doctors in Minnesota and other parts of the country in small urban and suburban areas find out about what you're doing?
Well, we try very hard to make sure all the surgeons who do nerve surgery are aware of our product. We do a lot of education with surgeons working on the surgical techniques. And now we're starting to get the words out to patients. And frankly, I've noticed I can go to a cocktail party, I can go to a restaurant. When the question comes up, what do you do? And we start talking nerve problems, I can always find a nerve injury in the room. At Axygen, we know there's a lot of need, a lot of unmet need for this product and our product portfolio.
So for a chief marketing officer, this is an exciting opportunity, right?
It's like a dream job. I love what I do. This is absolutely a dream job. Axygen is a very special company, and it's an honor to work for a company that puts the patient first and foremost. If we do that right, everything else from a business standpoint will flow, and I believe that wholeheartedly.
So as an entrepreneur, I love the idea that, you know, you're in this emerging market growth company. This is like really exciting. How big is the marketplace?
It depends on how you measure it, but we believe in the United States it's a $1.6 billion market. As I mentioned, 1.4 million nerve injuries, 900,000 surgical interventions a year.
Wow.
And we'd like to make sure that people have choices. That would be my nirvana. People could have a choice when they go in.
And again, how do people find the company, and how do I find a doctor that actually can help me out, like Dr.
Bagheri? Go to www.axogeninc.com, and there's a lot of information out there about nerve injury.
Great. And Dr. Bagheri, can you tell everyone where your practice is, and how do we get in touch with you?
Well, I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia. I practice in North Atlanta, Marietta, and Alpharetta area. Also operating at Northside Hospital here in Atlanta. So I'm easy to find, website, and we're here.
You guys were the best first guests I could think of to have on Health Talk that you're listening to. And each week we hope to bring you incredible guests like this. And Rob, why don't you take us out of the break?
Yeah, we'll be back. We're going to be back after we get caught up on the news. Want to really do a quick special shout out to 1-800-PUBLIC-RELATIONS for all their PR and media support. You're listening to Health Tech Talk with your host, Ben Choder. I'm Rob Scott, Talk Radio 640 WGST. We'll be right back.
Atlanta's compelling talk. Talk Radio 640 WGST is available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now at WGST.com.
I'm Mark Woolsey with the Georgia News Network. A Kennesaw City councilman and ex-mayor has turned himself in to face child molestation charges. Leonard Church was indicted by a Cobb County grand jury on Thursday. He turned himself in yesterday. Church is accused of performing sex acts against a 9-year-old child in May of 2014. There's no word on what action Kennesaw City officials may take in response. A 62-year-old Columbus man has been found guilty of molesting a then 6-year-old girl in 2012. Prosecutors say the victim was a frequent visitor to Robert Turner's home and knew him well. They say the incident occurred sometime in early to mid-August. The girl reported the incident to her mother. Prosecutors saying that Turner had had the victim promise not to tell. Freshman Georgia U.S. Senator David Perdue is not letting any grass grow under his feet on Capitol Hill. He sponsored a bill to build the controversial Keystone Pipeline and announced his support for a bill imposing federal term limits.
We have a large number of people in the Senate who've been up here for more than 30 years. And I just look at the history of the Senate and so forth, and it goes all the way back into Rome and Greece, and I just don't see that people, the founders, ever imagined somebody being here that long.
In an interview with GNN this week, Perdue saying he's hearing a buzz on both sides of the aisle saying, let's get something done. A huge percentage of Georgians say they support legalizing cannabis oil to treat certain medical disorders. The poll by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution found 84% backing the proposal. A man who owned an allergy testing lab in Georgia has drawn nearly 4 years in federal prison. Rahsaan Jackson Garth was sentenced on Friday. He was accused of faking test results, then billing health care providers for phony service. Garth pleaded guilty to health care fraud back in July. After he gets out of prison, he has to do community service. I'm Mark Woolsey with the Georgia News Network.
Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Protect your retirement with finance expert David Nicholas every Saturday and Sunday at 10 on 640 WGST.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. It reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Some of America's bravest warriors are returning home wounded. Here's one of them.
My name is Norberto Lara. I served for 11 years in the United States Army. While I was on a combat patrol in Baqaba, Iraq, a rocket-propelled grenade took my arm off at the shoulder. When I came home, I felt alone. My family was around me, but I couldn't talk to them about what I'd seen and what I'd done. I remember just thinking, man, the way I am right now, I don't want to live. I was discharged from the Army, and I've been working with the Wounded Warrior Project since 2007. You don't have to be severely wounded to be with the Wounded Warrior Project. We do have a lot of guys that have post-traumatic stress disorder. Being able to share your story, I guess it kind of helps you wrap your mind around what did happen over there. Just because you have left the military doesn't mean your life is over. Because when these guys are coming home, I'm kind of leading and training them. Instead of for combat, I'm leading and training them to heal. If I come away with anything from Wounded Warrior Project, it's them giving my life back. My name is Norby, and yes, I do suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, but I'm okay.
Don't suffer in silence. Contact WoundedWarriorProject.org.
This report is brought to you by the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for a way to increase your business? Ever thought about advertising on radio? iHeartMedia can customize a campaign to meet your specific needs. Call 844-BUY-RADIO. That's 844-BUY-RADIO. Or go to iHeartMedia.com.
Weather on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
A bit chilly with sunshine this afternoon, high 41 to 46. Cold with partly cloudy skies tonight, low 25 to 28. Mostly cloudy skies with a brief shower or two into the afternoon hours. Sunday, high 42 to 46. Cloudy and milder with occasional rain. Monday, high 50 to 56. For AccuWeather.com, I'm Michael Stack.
Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt, Monday morning at 5 on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Talk Radio 640 WGST. 3:35, 25 before 4. I'm Rob Scott. Across the studio from me is a gentleman by the name of Ben Choder. This is his show. It's brand new. I'm Talk Radio 640 WGST. It's called, he tried to say, Health Tech Talk. Which is really kind of tricky, and I like to think I talk for a living. Health Tech Talk.
Rob, that is so kind. My mom would be so proud if she was listening to the way you introduced me.
Well, you know, you're top drawer. All I'm here is just to kind of, you know, sit in the boat and watch you row. The thing I was curious about, and I asked you this at the start of the show, every Saturday, by the way, folks, Ben will be here with you from 3 to 4. Health Tech Talk, in a nutshell, what are you doing?
It's all about the collision between healthcare technology, big business, public markets. It's about the ingenuity that we have out, you know, all over the world that is changing how we treat patients and how we interact with our patients.
It's not just a jar of aspirin anymore.
It's not. And it's about wearables, and it's about science, and it's about pharmaceutical, and as the last segment, it's about nerves. How now we can treat someone that, you know, maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago was going to be stuck with some pain, and now there's a way to do something different, and that to me is exciting.
Something else from my perspective, too. Sometimes I wonder about all the health things that, you know, healthcare things, and sometimes I think this doesn't seem, it's too good to be true. You'll help point out some of that stuff out too in the future, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Listen, there's been lots and lots of apps that have come out that said it can tell you if you have a melanoma. Guess what? It's not. There's not an app that's going to make your teeth white. That's not going to happen.
Right.
You know? So we're going to cut through a lot of that too, but at the same time, we're going to bring you the companies that are really making a difference in the space. And hopefully at the end of the day, you're going to stay healthier, but maybe we'll also help with the saving cost of healthcare, because the cost of healthcare are insane.
And you're not the first one to tell any of us that.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to the show. 3 to 4 every Saturday, Health Tech Talk with Ben. And you've got a guest, I guess?
Oh, my God. I'm really excited for this guest also. I've said that in the last segment, too, but what a great first show. I have Todd Johnson. He's the CEO of HealthLoop, a Silicon Valley darling. You know, they've raised $10 million in Series A. So think about this, $10 million in Series A. They're part of the Apple Health Kit. How cool is that? Over 36,000 e-visits already, and I'll let Todd explain what that is. And I was one of the first people to download their new app. They're in the Apple Store, so they have a patient app, and now they have a physician app. I'm really excited to have you on the show. And again, everyone, it's Todd Johnson, CEO of HealthLoop. Todd, how are you? And thank you for joining us from San Francisco.
Thank you, Ben. I am great. And hey, thank you so much for having HealthLoop on your show today. We really feel honored and appreciate it.
All right, I want to start off right away. Let the audience know what your company is all about, because I cannot give it justice.
Sure. In a way, it's just so simple. The healthcare system traditionally has gotten very good at optimizing its time so that it can see more patients and do more things every day and ultimately try to make more money. But as patients, what that's meant is we've had less and less time with our doctors, less and less time to focus on what we need. And oftentimes our visit with a doctor is just a few minutes, averaging 7 to 12 minutes.
Right.
And what happens next? And so when I'm a patient who is sick or injured and I've got something new going on and I sit down with my doctor and he or she tells me, you know, this is what's going on and this is what we're going to do, well, then what? And after I'm discharged, I'm given some new medications, a new therapy, some education, some information. But then what? And nobody's following up with me as a patient. And things go wrong. Things go sideways. And who's watching out for me? So HealthLoop, the concept is really simple. It's a proactive platform allowing doctors to check in with their patients in between visits to guide patients to make sure we get to the best outcome every time, make sure that the patient is empowered with everything they need to know and do to get better, and ultimately gets there with a sense of, I've received great service from my doctor. And we can talk a little bit more about it, but essentially it's visits in between visits between you and your doctor to make sure you're getting the best outcome possible.
So patient satisfaction goes up, patient engagement goes up. It's a win-win for everyone.
It is, and you know, this is in an industry where, you know, we've done a lot to advance medical science and medical technology, and there's a growing belief that patient engagement is sort of the next blockbuster drug.
Yep.
And so what do I mean by that? You know, we're spending an incredible amount of money every year in healthcare here in the United States, and yet we're not getting the best outcomes comparatively to other developed countries. And what's amazing is that the Institute of Medicine in 2013 came out with a report that finds that about 30% of all healthcare spending is what they call wasted.
That's right. We're
spending almost $750 billion every year on interventions, on treatments, on things that are duplicative, on things that if the right actions had happened, if the patient knew exactly what to do, exactly when to do it, and the doctor knew if they weren't doing great, we could save $750 billion a year.
Wow.
And so think of that in terms of if there was a therapeutic that could bring that $750 billion price tag down to zero, it's the engagement of individuals in their own healthcare. It's the engagement of individuals with their doctor and the systems.
You're right, Todd. So, Todd, two questions I got for you right away. I was reading through the site, and one of the facts that really sort of blew me away a little bit is that you had this age group of 65 to 75 year old patients. They want to engage. So I would have guessed that wasn't the age group. I thought it would be like the 20 and 30 year olds want to engage. Why does that generation really need to engage or want to engage?
Well, think about it. Anyone who's sick or anyone who is injured, they want their doctor.
Right.
And think about your own history or the history of your friends and family. When you start to have something that feels wrong, maybe the first place you go to is the internet. And Dr. Google is often telling us we have cancer,
right,
no matter what it is we have, right?
It's true.
But we need to validate that with the person we trust, our doctor. So what do? We print out all this research and we bring it with us. And now the doctor has to plow through all that with you.
Right.
So people are engaging, right? And when you're sick and you're injured, there's nobody you want more as a trusted ally than your doctor. And particularly for the aging, I think what we found, and we've got now tens of thousands of these what we call virtual visits,
right,
patients checking in with their doctors in between visits, and older people are actually more likely than younger folks to engage.
That's amazing, Tom. How do you engage with the physicians and patients? In other words, how do you win new clients, and how does HealthLoop make money?
Yeah, so we think have found ourselves at the very best moment in time for interventions like HealthLoop, where the incentives are starting to change. So from a physician perspective, the game has long been, how can I get as many test visits or procedures in a day, right, to optimize my revenue? And the entire healthcare industry has been transforming with the assistance of the Affordable Care Act into what we call value-based care. So rather than paying for all the individual transactions, payers like Medicare and Medicaid and commercial payers now want to pay for a good outcome.
Right.
Right. And the burden then becomes on the physician's team, right, to get to that best outcome as quickly as possible and as optimally as possible. So the incentives have shifted. And if you think about an assembly line, right,
yep,
where you could imagine a microprocessor facility with sensors on it,
I agree 100% with what you're going, but as we want to move this along, because I have a lot of,
sure,
only have a limited amount of time, but really, how do we make money? So how does HealthLoop go out and get clients? How do doctors' offices find out about you guys and patients get involved?
Yeah, so physicians pay us directly for the platform to engage with their patients. Physicians win by having outstanding patient experiences, and patient satisfaction is driven through the roof, and better outcomes at lower costs. But we can help those patients. We've got commercial health insurers that are actually paying doctors directly when their patients engage on HealthLoop.
Right.
And medical malpractice carriers who pay doctors directly when their patients engage on HealthLoop, because we know that happy patients don't sue their doctor.
Right. So I know a lot of hospitals and there's rules like, if you leave a hospital and you come back in less than 30 days, you're going to get dinged. So this is a great way to keep the physicians engaged with their patients. So you're not leaving them after you clear them to go home or after they leave your office. You're actually doing that next step. You're giving them advice. You're giving them things to do. You're staying in touch with them.
That's right. And they're staying in touch with you, right? If you ask any patient if they want to be readmitted to the hospital in the next 30 days on their way out the door, the answer is pretty much universally no. So you're empowering patients with the tools so they don't have to come back either. Everybody wins.
So, Todd, we're going to be taking a break in a second, but I got one question before we let you go for this segment and come back in a couple minutes. How do people find the app, and how do they find your company?
It couldn't be easier. go to healthloop.com. You'll find out all about us, and our applications are in the iTunes App Store.
Thank you, my friend. We'll be back to you in a second.
You're listening to Talk Radio 640 WGST, Health Tech Talk with Ben Schroeder, his guest, Todd Johnson from HealthLoop. A quarter till the top of the hour, one more segment with Todd. Don't go away. You're listening to Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Find us at 640 a.m. in the office, stream us at WGST.com. And on your smartphone, it's the iHeartRadio app. Atlanta's compelling talk. Talk Radio 640 WGST.
I'm Mike Roberts. I just rebuilt the engine of my 2008 Camaro. You should hear it roar. This engine wakes up the whole neighborhood.
Well, Mike, rebuilding a car engine can be fun, but I'm talking about a different kind of fun. I'm talking about working on machines with 60,000 pounds of pure thrust. Jets and airplanes. Those are the big boy engines with big boy pay for guys who fix them. According to BLS.gov, aircraft mechanics average over $55,000 per year. At Aviation Institute of Maintenance, we train airplane mechanics in months, not years. Earn your FAA certifications, master the machines, and then go to work for top airlines like Delta, JetBlue, United, American, and Southwest. Don't wait to start your new career. Call Aviation Institute of Maintenance today at 877-JET-JOBS or visit masterofthemachines.com. For gainful employment and consumer information, visit us at masterofthemachines.com.
Join host Ben Schroeder every Saturday at 3 p.m. for Health Tech Talk. Technology is changing how healthcare is being delivered. Their special guests will talk about how healthcare, science, and technology are enabling patients the ability to take control of their own health. Join the conversation Saturdays at 3 p.m.
Nestled in the Great Smoky Mountains in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Fireside Chalets offers beautiful 1-7 bedroom cabins for your winter escape. You don't have to spend all your time relaxing indoors. You can also go skiing, snowboarding, tubing, and outlet shopping. So book now and get the Winterfest special for January and February. Pay for two nights and receive a third night free. Call 877-774-4121. That's 877-774-4121. And visit them on Facebook or FiresideChalets.com. Certain restrictions apply and special excludes holidays and special events.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-949-1130. That's 1-800-949-1130. 1-800-949-1130. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Kids are going to get bumps and bruises as they grow up. It's part of being a kid. But we can protect kids from serious injuries. Did you know that preventable injuries are the number one cause of death for children in the United States? But the thing about preventable injuries is that they're preventable. This is a problem we can fix. There are little things we can do so kids can grow up to do big things. Learn more at safekids.org.
Take care, Grandma.
Okay, baby. Don't forget to let me know the second you get there.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. And of course I do. I'm his grandma. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was a wound inside, post-traumatic stress disorder. My T couldn't sleep. He was angry all the time. He felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about this group, Wounded Warrior Project, people helping warriors like T. So I figured who better to help my grandson than people who could understand what he'd been through. Now, I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again. So I figured they must be good people.
One out of every five warriors return from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Join me weekdays for This Morning, America's First News. Hear the stories you'll be talking about and searching for all day as we go beyond the headlines and above the chatter with your first look at breaking news, money, Washington politics, technology, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and sports. We explain why stories matter. That's why we are referred to as the most important and relevant radio program. America's First News, Monday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Indeed, that is where your dial is set. Talk Radio 640 WGST. About 10 before 4 every Saturday between 3 and 4. Brand new programming. I'm Rob Scott. Across the room from me is Ben Choder, your host of Health Tech Talk. And nothing goes on the air without a little help. We want to thank the gang at 1-800-PUBLIC-RELATIONS for all their PR and media support. Ben, so far I'm like blown away all the stuff you've brought to the table. And just for the folks who don't know or are just tuning in or have never, you know, heard of this show before, Health Tech Talk is...
It's where healthcare, technology, and science collide, right? So each week we're going to bring you the titans, the innovators, the companies that are making a difference in the healthcare, science, and technology space. You're going to hear about products. You're going to hear about companies. You're going to hear about startups. You're going to hear about publicly traded companies. And it's going to be amazing. And each week, if you learn a little bit and find that there is some scientific technology out there that's at your fingertips, that's my goal.
And a plethora of guests. You had two in the first half hour. And on the phone with us is Todd Johnson from Health Loop, right?
Yes, and I'm really excited. So Todd, it was a great first segment, but I just want to... segue a little bit before we hop back into Health Loop. All right, you're a serial entrepreneur. You've had successful exit before. What attracted you to joining Health Loop and moving your family from Maryland to the West Coast?
It's a great question. You know, going to start into a startup is sort of like going to war. And when I had successfully exited from my first one,
yep.
My plan was actually to take my family, my wife and two young kids, and spend a little downtime up in the Northeast. And I found myself sitting in front of a gentleman named Dr. Jordan Schlain, right outside the White House. And I was sort of meeting him as a favor. And over the course of about 45 minutes, I got to meet an incredible individual who had this vision, this concept of Health Loop, and he had built a prototype because he had lost one of his patients, and Health Loop would have let him know that something was going wrong.
I just want to interrupt you for 1 second. So Jordan started the company basically because he lost a patient because there wasn't that connection after they left the office. I mean, that's mind-boggling to me, but really, really, you know, cool way for a company to get started, and for a very sad reason.
Yeah, and it's actually a story worth maybe telling a little bit. So to be clear, he didn't lose her. He lost track of her. And
okay.
He had a patient with a typical pneumonia, put her on an antibiotic, and told her that, you know, these things generally clear up in 3 or 4 days, and if she wasn't feeling better, that she should call him. And
really?
He got the call 7 days later from the intensive care unit at Cal Pacific Medical Center, and she was on a ventilator in respiratory distress and almost dead. And they saved her, but his first question was, my goodness, why didn't she call me? He gave her his cell phone number, and
wow.
It was easy. But the second very obvious question, shame on me, why didn't I call her?
Right.
And so Health Loop can call, you know, check in with every patient every day.
So it makes it a two-way street, right? It's not just the onus of the patient. It's not just the onus of the physician. It allows it all combined and make it automatic. So, which leads me, I want to go back to your answer, but I also want to tie in a little question to it. So, if I'm a patient right now and I'm looking for a physician, I would almost think, like, I don't know if I want to go to a new physician who doesn't have something like Health Loop in place. So, where is my interaction with that physician going to be after I leave? Because it's not just about going to him anymore and getting me to feel better. It's about where's that connection going to be? Am I in the right ballpark?
Ben, it's a perfect point. And I would actually implore your listeners, people you're out there that have serious medical issues, or you have loved ones and family members with serious medical issues, I implore you to talk to your doctors right. about these types of digital platforms, these engagement tools that can actually get you a better outcome. Talk to your doctors.
Wow.
They need to hear it
outcomes,
from you.
Right? Outcomes. It's about outcomes. And that's amazing. So If a patient walks into any of their doctors or anyone listening to Health Tech Talk, right, anyone around the world listening to iHeartRadio or locally listening to 640 WGST, so they can actually go into the physician and say, hey, you know, I heard about this company called HealthLoop. And then that physician, what do they have to do to get involved? Is it really complicated? Is it insanely expensive?
You know, it's not. And we can get practices up and running now in 60 days or less. And all you got to do is reach out to us. So we encourage both patients and doctors, download our app. If you're not on, if the doctor isn't on, there's some tools there that can help you to get on. And we just think it's an imperative. And physicians out there, I think what we're seeing is 2014 felt like a year where everybody's trying new things. And 2015 will undoubtedly be the year of really big change in this digital health economy. And so for physician groups, large and small, there's going to be leaders out there, and there's going to be followers who lose market share. The time is now.
The time is now. The time is so now. All right, so I only have a couple more minutes left with you, and there's so much I want to ask you, so I'm not going to get to everything. But one question I do really want to ask you is, what do you expect over the next 12 months? What is something really exciting going to happen from HealthLoop? What do we have to look forward to? The apps are really cool, and you're getting more and more physicians on board. But come on, treat my audience as something special.
Yeah, so we've been, as an organization, just blessed to, again, I feel like we're in the right place at the right time. But what's even better is we're working with some of the best people on the planet, some of the most forward-thinking academic medical centers and integrated delivery networks. And as I said, 2014 is the year of trying, and 2015 is the year for big events. And we've been powering up some very large studies that are looking really at the three sort of triple-lane goals of the Affordable Care Act are, you know, driving better outcomes at reduced costs and retaining patient satisfaction. And I think what we've proven is we can deliver on all three fronts by having patients and their doctors highly engaged in between visits. So I think we're going to see a lot of definitive research come out that says these interventions almost should be mandated because of the quality improvement both in the patient experience and the outcomes that we're seeing. There's no excuse not to be using them.
Todd, that is amazing. That rocks. Any last piece of nugget you want to give my audience? What should patients be thinking about out there as they're looking at their healthcare?
Yeah, I just think that patients should feel almost entitled to this, that there are now tools, there are technologies that can help them get better, faster, easier, and they should be talking to their doctors. And if you've got a loved one who's sick or injured, or if you are sick and injured, I think it's time to start asking the questions. Change is going to happen really fast. And here in Silicon Valley, we're seeing an enormous amount of movement from the venture community, from the startup community, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Yep. And so it's a great time to get involved. And even if you're, you know, going through a simple acute episode as a patient, you're entitled to this too.
Todd, I loved having you as a guest. I'm a big fan of HealthLoop. Nothing but success this year for you. I have a few seconds to say thank you to my first show. I want to thank everyone from Axygen for being on, everyone from HealthLoop. And I also want to thank Rachel, Matt, and Bridget from 1-800-PR for putting all the guests together. I want to thank Rob and Alfred and Tom and everyone at WGST 640 Radio and iHeart Family. I am really excited to be part of the iHeart Family and the 640 WGST family. I want to thank my wife and kids. Without them, I wouldn't be doing any of this. And once again, if you're interested in healthcare and you're interested in the science of healthcare, Health Talk will be here. Health Tech Talk will be live every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. You can't wait to next week, and thank you. We're out of here.
We are out of here, Ben. Thank you very much. Health Tech Talk every Saturday, 3 to 4, Talk Radio 640 WGST. Have a great weekend, sir.